This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A 1985 letter has surfaced. It suggests the future Pope Benedict delayed defrocking a priest who had been put on probation by a court for molesting children. In the letter, then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger expressed concern about the good of the Universal Church in resisting repeated requests to remove the priest. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has seen a copy of the letter, and she joins us now. Barbara, this letter was unearthed in the case of a priest named Stephen Keasley. Can you give us a little bit more background here?
Sure. Stephen Keasley was ordained in 1972 in Oakland, California, and letters show that the people who oversaw him early in his ministry had a lot of reservations about him. As his own bishop put it, quite probably Father Keasley should never have been ordained. Then in 1978, when he was a priest at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish, Keasley was arrested for tying up six boys ages 11 to 13 and molesting them in his church. He pleaded no contest to two of those counts, and he was given 3 years probation, where he was not supposed to have any access to children. Now, according to the letters I've seen, in 1981, Keasley asked to be laicized, and what that means is he asked voluntarily to leave the priesthood. And so the bishop of Oakland, John Cummins, sent Keasley's file to Rome. It went to Cardinal Ratzinger's office, which was in charge of defrocking priests, and the bishop asked that Father Keasley be removed from priesthood.
And so when the file went to Rome, what was the official response?
Well, a few months later, Cardinal Ratzinger's office wrote, asking for additional material. Then the bishop heard practically nothing. Bishop Cummins wrote Ratzinger three times over the next 4 years, asking for a decision. And you know, you can almost hear the bishop getting increasingly agitated in these letters. In one letter to Cardinal Ratzinger, Cummins says, quote, "It is my conviction that there would be no scandal if this petition were granted, and that, as a matter of fact, given the nature of the case, there might be greater scandal to the community if Father Keasley were allowed to return to active ministry."
But eventually, Cardinal Ratzinger did write a response.
That's right. And I've seen a copy of the letter with Cardinal Ratzinger's signature on it. He wrote that while he considers the case of grave significance, he, quote, deems it necessary to consider the good of the universal church. Ratzinger seems particularly concerned for some reason about Keasley's young age. He was 38 at the time. Ratzinger added that they would need more time to continue the case. Now, as far as I know, Michelle, this is the first time we've actually seen a letter in which Cardinal Ratzinger was actively delaying the removal of a priest who was accused of abuse, a priest who wanted out of the ministry himself and who everyone around him thought was a danger to kids. And the diocesan officials appeared pretty upset about the delay. In one internal memorandum I saw, an official says that he believes, quote, "they are going to sit on it until Steve gets a bit older." My own reading, this official says, is that this is unfortunate.
Barbara, how long before Stephen Keasley was actually defrocked?
He wasn't defrocked until 1987, 6 years after the initial request. And the story doesn't end there. Keasley was allowed to serve as a youth minister in another church. The church staff was furious about this. They kept saying, you know, why should a molester be allowed to be around children? And finally, he was removed altogether.
Just a little bit of time here. Has the Vatican had an official response?
Yes. They have acknowledged that it is Ratzinger's signature, but they have said that it is not necessary to respond to every single document taken out of context regarding particular legal situations.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.